We're starting a special class on the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avot. Now, this chapter is a braita. It's not really from the Mishnah. And the custom is to learn this braita after we finish the five chapters of Pirkei Avot. So this was also added on. And the custom is, in shul, we learn during the 6 weeks between Pesach and Shavuot. So every Shabbat we learn one chapter. That brings us five chapters. What do we do the sixth Shabbat? The custom is to add this sixth, what's called the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avot, which is actually not a part of the original Mishnah Pirkei Avot, but rather it is a Braita, and this Braita deals with the importance of learning Torah and how to acquire Torah. And so the custom is that we learn this as well when we learn Pirkei Avot. But Rambam, for example, and Rabbeinu Yonah didn't even write commentary on this because it's not part of the Mishnah. Shanu Chachamim Bilshon Mishnah. The rabbis taught a Braita which uses Hebrew, like the Mishnah. And so we're now going to learn this Braita. Until now we learned Mishnah, so Chazal say, okay, but now you should know this is another Braita. It's as though it would begin with Tanu Rabbanan. So instead of Tanu Rabbanan, they said, Shanu Chachamim, the rabbis taught. That's Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara is arranged in Aramaic, so the Gemara begins with Tanu Rabbanan. The Mishnah is written in Hebrew. So this Braita, which was incorporated in the Mishnah, doesn't begin with Tanu Rabbanan, but rather Shanu Chachamim, the Hebrew version of Tanu Rabbanan. So the chapter begins with an intro to tell you Shanu Chachamim Bilshon Mishnah. We have the following braisa, which uses terminology like that of the Mishnah. And he's, so to speak, giving an intro, an apology. I know this isn't a part of the Shas Mishnayos, but it's almost as good. This is also from the rabbis. This is also a braita that the rabbis taught. And therefore he says, Baruch, blessed is Hashem, asher bachar bahem uvemishnatam. It's as though it's like a Birkat Torah, that blessed is Hashem who chose the Chachamim and chose their teaching. Very often when we start learning oral law, we have such an introduction. An introduction that's like Birkat Torah. That's what we have in the Haggadah also. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shantan Torah L'Amo Yisrael Baruch Hu, and then we begin Braitot. So this is a format that we find often in Midrashim. Some kind of blessing on the Torah we're about to learn, some blessing on the rabbis whose teaching we're learning their teachings, and then we begin. So now we begin. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, we know who Rabbi Meir is, right? Rabbi Meir, the one whose version of Mishnah is our baseline in Mishnayos, the disciple of Rabbi Akiva, he teaches the following. Kol haosek batorah lishma. Anyone who deals in Torah for the sake of the mitzvah of dealing in Torah, because he appreciates how great it is to learn Torah, so zoche lidvarim harbe. When a person understands that the essence of life revolves around Torah, so then he merits many things. He will merit longevity, the blessings of the Torah, all kinds of successes, different forms of success. Ve'lo'od ela shekol ha'olam kulo kedayu lo. It was worth creating this whole world for that man. That man makes it all worth it. Nikra, a person who learns Torah for the right reasons, so he is given the following titles. We said by learning Torah, a person will succeed. He'll be a tzaddik. He'll be a righteous person. it was worth creating the world for such a person. And this goes back to the concept we learned in Rambam, that Hashem created billions of people, but there's a purpose. And the better a person you are, the more you are one of that purpose of creation. Meaning a person can play a supporting role. The chair we're sitting on is also playing a supportive role. So are certain people playing supportive roles. The greater a person is, the more they influence the world positively, the more they turn into the purpose of creation rather than the supportive role in creation. A person who learns Torah with the right intentions, nikra reya, he is called a friend. It's worth getting close to him. He's going to be a good friend. It's not so simple to be a good friend. A lot of people want friends, but how many people know how to be a friend? To be a good friend. To be there for other people even when you don't feel like it. Reuven visits Shimon in the hospital. How are you, Reuven asks Shimon. Shimon says, I have to vomit. What does Reuven say? I'll be back in a few minutes. 1 second. What kind of friend are we? Torah teaches us how to be a good friend. Ahuv. He is loved. When a person learns Torah, so then hopefully they develop their traits in the proper way and people like them. Ohev et hamakom. A person who learns Torah can develop within themselves the ability to love Hashem. It's not easy. It's not obvious. It takes work. It takes knowledge. Ohev et hamakom. A person through Torah can develop into loving the omnipresent, loving Hashem. Ohev et habriyot. He loves Hashem's creations. Not only human beings, but even other creations of Hashem. Not only people who are living the life they should be leading, but even people who are not leading the lives they should be leading. Even if he sees people who are leading inappropriate lives, he recognizes their value as briot, the creations of Hashem. So, if we want to think of an example of that, that's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu would invite into his tent people who he knew were leading immoral lives. A person could show up to Avraham Avinu's tent, and Avraham Avinu would ask him, where are you coming from? And he'd say, I just sacrificed, he just sacrificed his son to Molech. So what does Avraham Avinu want to do? Wring his neck? The guy just killed his son in the name of an idol. Burnt him a painful death. Burnt him to death. Now what? Avraham Avinu is willing to see the positive. This human being is Hashem's creation. We can bring him close. We can be nice to him. And through that, hopefully, we will help him grow out of the rut that he's in. The fact that he's made a mistake, yes. But ohev et habriyot. He who learns Torah for the right reasons develops within himself a love of Hashem's creatures. Misameach et hamakom. He makes Hashem happy, meaning he does actions, and he does the right actions in the right way. And that's what the Mishnah calls, he makes Hashem happy, so to speak. That's the idea that when you learn Torah, hopefully you can do what's right in the right way. There are two things in life. There's doing what's right, and then there's doing it in the right way. There's the famous story of the Rebbe of Boston. They asked him, when you put on your talis, what kavanah should you have? So the Rebbe of Boston said, well, as you put your talis on, and then you put the tzitzis over your right shoulder, and the other tzitzis over your right shoulder, you have to be very careful not to hit the guy behind you with your tzitzis. Okay? Have kavanah, be focused. You could do what's right, you could put on your talis. Now do it in the way that's right. Misameach et habriyot. He also makes people happy. The type of person that he is. Umalbashto, the Torah dons upon a person anava, humility, ve'yirah, and awe of his creator. So it's an interesting terminology here. It dawns upon a person. It's as though a person is wearing these traits. True learning Torah should not make a person arrogant. When a person's learning Torah, so then a person should always be humble, because he recognizes his responsibilities, the greatness of his Creator, the greatness of other people. It gives a person a perspective that should leave him humble. Humble is not only in relation to his Creator, it's also in relation to other people. Hillel was humble. Hillel came to the Beit HaMikdash, and he held, you're allowed to bring a certain animal as a sacrifice on Yom Tov. The disciples of Shammai started gathering around him. What do you think you're doing? So he didn't tell them, hey, I'm the Nasi, I decide what goes here. No. He said, don't worry, this is an animal you guys hold is okay on Yom Tov. He waved to them with the animal's tail. They thought he was sincere. They let him go, and he did what he thought was right. Umachshavto, the Torah prepares a person to be. Doesn't mean if he learns Torah he's going to be. However, the Torah gives him the capacity to be liyot tzaddik, to be a righteous person, to do his obligations in terms of mitzvos. V'chassid, and to go beyond his responsibilities to his fellow man. Chassid is a person that will help you for free. Chassid means he could charge you for his time, and he says, let me help you. V'yashar, he is straight. That means he recognizes what are his responsibilities and he lives up to them. He's not lazy, he's not a glutton, he does things in an honest, correct, balanced way. V'ne'eman, you can rely on him, he is consistent. We all know people who can be very pious one day, and then it doesn't last. Part of what Torah trains us is to develop in a path that's consistent. A kid once came to me and told me about all kinds of amazing things he wants to do. I said to him, have you started? He said, yeah, I've been doing it for a full week. I said, okay, it's a nice religious experience. He said, what do you mean? I said, it's not avodas Hashem, it's a religious experience. He said, what do you mean? I said, long term this doesn't work. You've set your goals way too high. You won't last. But if you want to do it for a week or two, you want to go to sleep late and wake up early and learn and not do anything but learning, okay, go have that religious experience for a week or two and then come back to the normal world and find out what you can do long term. Figure out a balanced schedule which involves taking a break, which involves having fun, which involves learning and growing. Ne'eman. Part of what Torah trains us is to be trustworthy, in other words, to be consistent. Umarachakto min hachet. Part of what Torah does is it develops us so that we are more distant from transgression. Merachakto. That means, when we learn Torah and we apply the Torah that we learn, then we try to lead our lives in a way that we don't come close to messing up. Part of what Torah teaches us is how susceptible we are. And so you learn Torah, you know not to enter a situation which might evolve into yichud. You learn Torah, you learn not to enter into a situation which might evolve into a transgression. So part of what Torah teaches us is how to run our lives so that we don't come to those mishaps or downfalls. We're all human. Torah teaches us how to be careful so we don't fall. We learn the story of Yosef. We're supposed to learn a lesson from that. Yosef was a tzaddik and he almost fell. So then when we make our choices as to where I'm going to work, into what format I'm going to work, so then part of what we learn from Yosef is don't work as a butler where you're going to be alone with the woman of the house. That's the Gemara says. Umerachakto. Torah causes a person to be distant, minachet. So when a person opens his office, if he's going to have a secretary, he has to think about how does he set up his day? How does he set up the work schedule? How does he set up the office so that he doesn't end up alone with the secretary in the office? For example, I had a young couple I met this week, last week, and they asked me if she could give him a ring. So I said, it's a great idea for you to give him a ring. Under the chuppah, you can't give him a ring. That disqualifies the kiddushin, the marriage. But you could give him a ring today, you could give him a ring tomorrow, you could give him a ring after the wedding. Give him a ring, it's a good idea, you should walk around with a ring. Men who are out in the business world, if women see they're wearing a ring, so at least a certain percentage of the women won't start up with them. No, so that's a very good thing. Umekaravto lidei zechut. And Torah brings a person closer to being meritorious, because a person who learns Torah is looking for opportunities to do positive and good things. V'ne'nin mimenu. So people benefit from the person who learns Torah in many ways. Should we continue? Try to finish the first Mishnah. People enjoy from a person who learns Torah, they get from him eitzah. He can give good advice. Very often, when a person learns Torah, that develops his ability to give good advice. Not always, but often. Not everyone gets the same skills from Torah. Just because you see someone who's been learning for 30 years, doesn't always mean it's worth accepting their advice. But very often it does. Vetushiya. People will sometimes go over to a person who's learned Torah and they will benefit from what he teaches, even when they didn't ask him for advice, but his teachings are going to give them a direction which will be positive for their life. Tushiya. People through the learning will benefit to build better lives, to resolve their problems or avoid their problems. Bina. People who learn from someone who's learned Torah, so they also learn how to analyze the world. Ugvura. People see how he strengthens himself to overcome his challenges and to do what's right. So people learn from that as well. Shenemar, as the verse says, Torah says, Li eitzah v'tushiya, nivina li gvura. Torah declares, through me, says the Torah, you will learn how to give counsel and help people, how to understand the world and be mighty in doing what's right. V'notenet lo, the Torah ultimately grants a person malchut. A person, people look at him as though he were royalty. Umemshana, and people want to listen when he tells them A, they should do A or B. V'chikur din, it gives him the understanding to figure out where the truth lies. Umegalin lo razei Torah. And when a person learns Torah, so then as he learns, there are secrets of the Torah that suddenly become evident to him. Certain things, a person gets a perception of the Torah itself. As he grows in his learning, there are aspects of the Torah that are not written overtly, what's called the secrets of the Torah. You have to understand a little bit between the lines, and that a person can figure out as they've developed in their Torah. V'nasa kemayan amitgaber. As a person learns Torah, he becomes like a stream that overflows. Uchenahar sheino posik, and like a river with sweet waters that doesn't stop. Vevei tsanua. Person's existence is modest. Person, as they learn Torah, so they're supposed to develop into a modest person. They're not out to flaunt whatever wisdom or strengths or wealth they have. Ve'erech ruach, the Torah's supposed to develop within a person patience. Umochel al elbono. As a person grows in Torah, a person also should be forgiving when other people shame them. So part of the humility is the willingness to forgive. Gadalto, the Torah helps him grow to be even greater. umeromamto al kol hamasim. And it elevates his soul so that whatever happens down below affects him less. You have people where any little thing that happens throws them. The bus isn't coming, they can go nuts. Oh my gosh, the bus isn't here. I don't understand. I've been waiting at the stop for so long. It's a perspective on life. The greater a person is, the more patient a person is, even in the face of challenges that a person doesn't even understand how they'll overcome those challenges. There are situations where, again, the Torah is supposed to develop us to be meromamto, to be above al kol hamasim, everything that happens here. You reach a level of Rabbi Akiva where they're skinning him to death and he's capable of looking down at the situation. But he's having the utmost pain. They're taking these massive peelers and peeling his skin off. And he seems unfazed. He's in pain, but he's above that. Umeromamto. Torah elevates a person al kol hamasim. So there's a range, right? There's Rabbi Akiva, and then there's the guy who the smallest thing that happens, he can't find his pen. He goes berserk. Where'd that pen go? I can't believe it. I'm always losing things. I can't believe I don't have my pen. Okay, so we try to grow. We try to get closer. Through Torah, we're supposed to grow closer and closer to the level of Rabbi Akiva, where the things that happen don't faze us. The greater a person is in Torah, the more they can handle changes and surprises in life and flow with it. Umeromamto al kol hamasim.